just kind of give you a little bit of a recap from yesterday. Thought we played really sharp, and the team looked really fast. We came out of the break just totally hauling and pushing, so that was good to see. It was great to have everybody practicing, and so there was no limitations for the guys as we went through it. So for us today, it's about the ball. Both teams are in the plus from a turnover margin, and you've heard me say it before, but I totally see this as a team stat. It's everyone's responsibility, offensively, defensively, the way we cover. So great challenges for us to get ready. We know the ball hawks they have as well. So big emphasis for us from last week heading into this week has been our fundamentals. That's the line of scrimmage. That's tackling. So those are some of the things that's at hand today.
Still being a factor? I know they just signed.
Yes, no doubt. And, for him just getting back in, and he's got great change of direction. We call it a dead leg, where he can set a guy up and really plant and go. So he's had terrific history of making big plays. So we certainly know what Dev's capable of.
Yeah, a couple of Matt Bryant questions.
Sure.
Kickers are kind of sometimes considered kind of separate of a football team, but when you look at him and knowing his past and his history, how do you rank him just on the toughness scale?
For us, that CT grade that we look for, he is a really mentally tough guy. And so for us, we know what Matt stands for as a competitor. And one of the things we all most admire about him is his approach that he does to get ready. So each kick's the same, and when you watch him for a routine, it might be extra point, long field goal. He is so committed to this routine of staying. Each kick's the same, each kick's the same. It happens in practice. Oftentimes I'll look over and just, watch him kick when they're working on their own. Same setup, same one we do in our team set spot. So our team has tons of respect for Matt, not just what he's done, as a ball player through the years, but as a competitor as well.
And from a coaching standpoint, what kind of comfort does having a kicker like that provide?
Yeah, for me, it's everything. Knowing that when we have our ops and it's in the right spot for us to go, we're going to let it rip and attack. So there's zero hesitation from a coaching standpoint, knowing what Matt's capable of.
There's no telling how often they'll be matched up, but given how competitive Richard Sherman and Julio both are, how exciting is it to see them when they do get to face off one-on-one?
I think it's awesome. And when you see two really skilled, real high competitors battling for it, it's totally the essence of our game. And so that's just one of the cool matchups that we'll all get to see this weekend. But as a coach, we look forward to those just as much as the players do. They like proven. And as coaches, we love seeing those matchups. And that's our job to try and help create those and find those and who gives you the best chance to win in the certain spot. So we'll anticipate that one happening a bunch.
On that same subject, honestly, did Sherman ever get on your nerves talking all the time?
No, he's really plays football. He could play quarterback. He's got that kind of football acumen to him. And I'll share a quick story with him. It was my first year there. I was at Seattle twice, but my first time there, Sherman was not there. So the second time I was, and we were getting ready to play Carolina in an opening game. And he had recalled something. Hey, if this formation or this alert happens, they're going to run this route. Well, they had played Carolina the year before sometime in the middle of the year. And so he had this recall. And I sure enough went back to, I said, all right, let me go check this. I didn't know him well enough yet. And it was spot on. So he understands football terrifically. But it's what he stands for as a competitor that makes him so unique.
Beyond his acumen and his knowledge, his intelligence, and so forth, you've worked with him. What in his physical skill set makes him a top shelf?
Length. And length and ability to track the ball. So I believe, in my opinion, his history as a receiver allows him to track the ball on some of the deep balls where it's behind him and he can still look up and go find it.
Dan, obviously Taylor Gabriel's given you guys a spark this year. Other than speed, other than yards after catch, what does he give you guys on and off the field?
Well, those two are the first ones. First ones, it's the speed. And we try to use him in a variety of ways. We've handed it off to him on sweeps. We've hit him on screens. We've hit him on deep ball. So he's not a utility player for us. He's an every down receiver, downfield, in breaking routes, deep ball, screens, So it's not where he comes in, there's specialty plays. So for him to come in and learn and have the understanding in a very short time, I think speaks a lot to him and to Raheem and the staff for making sure they put the extra time with him, getting him up to speed. He'll also contribute on special teams. We use him as a gunner at times for that speed. So off the field, you know, that's the thing I've been most impressed with, his ability to stay in it, to learn. So as the season progressed, he was never behind.
Can you reflect on the conversations that came up right before the team decided to claim him after Cleveland cut him? I mean, obviously the scouting department, they probably knew, they know every player in the league inside and out. Maybe you didn't.
I didn't.
What did they bring to you and say, hey,
that's
when you looked at tape, you were probably encouraged to look at some tape before the organization made a decision to go.
Sure, be glad to discuss that. That was one that came up with Thomas and myself as it got towards the end of preseason and roster decisions are there to be made. It was Thomas who was kind of at the front of that, knowing the unique stuff that Gabe had. And then we discussed with our offensive staff, how would we use a player? How would we feature him? And that's what we like to do with every player. If he's on our team, how would we feature him, whether it's in the draft or in free agency? So we just speed up that process when you make those decisions at the end of training camp. How would this player help our team? How would he do it? We also had the special team staff look at him, you know, knowing that he had experience that way. For me, the deciding factor was, although, you know, he was small in size, I thought his competitive and toughness totally jumped off the tape to me. So he was small, but he doesn't know it. And that's a good thing to know that he would battle like that. So first thing, the competitive, the toughness, that's kind of where we start our evaluations. And then how would we feature him on our team? So I can clearly remember putting the tape on way back in August. No, because I didn't buy it last time either. I know how dangerous Russ is as a player. So what I can tell you is that he's more, even more alive now, you know, in terms of the way he runs, the way he moves. So I've seen what that movie looks like. I know it, and I believe it.
How much do you feel like the offensive line has grown from the last time you saw Seattle? Because they had some success getting to Matt.
Our offensive line, yes. I thought anytime you spend the extra time, the extra emphasis together, man, have we been fortunate in that way, that these guys have spent, you know, hours and hours out on the practice field together. Just, we don't do so many different things that they have to get great at lots of stuff. What we do try to emphasize over and over and over, the reps, so we can totally nail the technique spot. I saw that clear, you know, on hand yesterday in terms of the quickness that our offensive line played with, the way they want to come off the ball and attack. And that part of it, I was really pleased. So we've made a big jump at a number of spots since our last meeting with them. And I would say our offensive line is certainly one I would mention in that group.
Regarding the improved offensive line play, it's an easy narrative to say Alex Max made the entire difference. And he has. I'm sure you'll get a question in a bit about Alex more specifically and his line calls and things like that. But how much of the improved line play is the development of players, particularly your tackles,
sure,
from last year to this?
Yeah. It's a fair question and one I recognize, but I think it would be uncharacteristic to say he's the sole difference. And when you have guys like Andy Levitre, who now had an entire offseason to go through the process, he's playing at a higher level than he was last year. And talk about Andy specifically. Our tackles are playing at a higher level than they were a year ago. When you have all that time put in, you have a much clearer understanding of the system, of the techniques, and now you can practice them over and over and over again. So the four guys who returned in their same spots had extra reps, and then we added Alex into that mix to enhance it. But there was a lot of work in the offseason put in behind the scenes from all the offensive line.
Okay, well, on Alex Mack then. He hadn't had a whole lot of success in his professional career. Hasn't enjoyed a lot. Have you gotten any sort of sense for what this playoff opportunity means for
you? You know, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about that, but we do recognize that when you play a team sport, you're judged by how much you win. And we all recognize that. What I can tell you is that he's totally locked into the process. And the things that you can talk about postseason, those are much better conversations. He's totally locked into, you know, the things that he wants to improve upon. He was one of the guys we asked in the meeting yesterday, what does better look like for you? And what are the things you want to improve upon this week? And he was able to rattle off some things that he wanted to work on. So for him, the emphasis is always, can I get my game to a new spot? Can I push it to another level? And that's what I really respect about him.
Dan, along those same lines, a lot of your players have said that they try to make the playoffs much more about the same way they've done things throughout. So just continuing the process and continuing what they've done throughout the season. They try not to change or alter things as much. Is it easier said than done, considering the type of pressure that the playoffs? Dallas bring, or is that something that's...
Yeah, I recognize it for sure. We have a real routine that we love going through to get ready. But we also have awareness that, yeah, it's more emotional, and, yeah, it's one, you know, all in for this game. So we totally recognize that. We know to play our best what that routine looks like and feels like, and that's all of our obligation to make sure when we get to kickoff, all right, we've put the work in so we can play at our best. And so that's what the Wednesdays and the Thursdays and the Fridays are. We put so much into it during those days, into our preparation. Then when you get to the game, man, you can let it rip. And so we thought it was really important that we reminded the players we have a real, you know, process that we go through together as a team. We count on one another to help get each other ready. So it's not the time to deviate from that plan. You spend so much time, you know, developing that plan. And as a player and guys who perform, knowing that plan helps you get ready. So we're not going to deviate from that. But I recognize the question in terms of the emotions are high for sure. You got so much enthusiasm to play for. You try to use a lot of that energy and pour it right back into your preparation, because the time the game comes, you'll be plenty ready. And you want to make sure you've done the work during the week. I wouldn't say it's overrated, because anytime you go through something, you have experience to draw back on. But I wouldn't give it all the credence in the world either, only because if you don't handle your business during the week to get ready, you're not going to play at your best. And so that's where we try to, you know, keep our focus at. So for today, for us, we're not even looking into tomorrow. You know, like, can we nail it today? And all the things that we have to go through, it's third down, it's some red zone stuff, it's blitz. You know, for us, there's so many things that we want to discuss. So we just try to nail it and have the best Thursday for us. I know it's not Thursday, but that we could possibly have.
How have you guys been able to block out the noise, especially with so many young guys on the team who don't have any postseason experience?
We try to let things that are outside our walls not control what we do. So we can't control the things outside, what could be said or what's reported or expectations or predictions. The guys who control all that for us are the guys inside our walls, inside our team meeting room, inside our locker room. So we try to put the focus right back on us. And if we feel ourselves go there in terms of outside sources, we have awareness for it. We just bring it back. And we rely on our veteran players, too, for sure, to make sure that the focus is right, the intent on what we're doing just for today. And then we try to leave the outside stuff for the outside.
And at the risk of making this Alex Mack day, does he make Matt Ryan's job easier, not only by through his blocking, obviously, than last year, by taking off of Matt's plate some line calls that maybe Matt was handling last year?
I think it makes his job better. And knowing that he has a real command of and understanding of the communication that's going to take place, run games, pass games. And by having a center that can help direct, it allows Matt to have some opportunities to change some plays at the line of scrimmage, knowing that this play, this look, this play, this look, we'll have the ability to change if we want to, knowing that the guys up front are going to get the communication down to them.
Two more questions.
What's your injury report look like
today? We'll have no limitations at practice today.
Secondary, he calls them the misfits, and that, you know, other than Keanu Neal or a bunch of guys kind of from here or there, how much does that bond them together? How much have they grown together, and what do they mean to this team?
Yeah, well, I can tell you as a unit, they're very connected, and the work that they put in behind the scenes all the way that leads up to game day is totally appreciated by all their teammates. So we just try to stay in the process for us. We have real principles that we like to play with in the secondary in terms of the way we want to play man-to-man, the way we like to play three deep. I think Marquand has done an excellent job of totally enhancing that and growing in our second year in the system. As far as misfits and that, no, they fit in just right. I'll ask another question here.
You said no limitations. How have you seen Julio progress from that toe sprain? Looked like he had a little spring in his step.
Yeah, he definitely did. And there's certain guys that I was watching more closely. But just to see the speed that we were practicing at yesterday, I was particularly pleased with that.